Chapter 14. A Motive is Revealed. Liebig's mouth widened slowly. Bailey took it for a snarl at first, and then, with considerable surprise, decided that it was the most unsuccessful attempt at a smile that he had ever seen. Liebig said,
"Don't say that. Don't ever say that."
"Why not?"
"Because anything, however small, that encourages distrust of robots is harmful. Distrusting robots is a human disease."
It was as though he were lecturing a small child. It was as though he were saying something gently that he wanted to yell. It was as though he were trying to persuade when what he really wanted was to enforce on penalty of death. Liebig said,
"Do you know the history of robotics?"
"A little."
"On Earth, you should. Yes. Do you know robots started with a Frankenstein complex against them? They were suspect. Men distrusted and feared robots. Robotics was almost an undercover science as a result. The three laws were first built into robots in an effort to overcome distrust, and even so, Earth would never allow a robotic society to develop. One of the reasons the first pioneers left Earth to colonize the rest of the galaxy was so that they might establish societies in which robots would be allowed to free men of poverty and toil. Even then, there remained a latent suspicion not far below, ready to pop up at any excuse."
"Have you yourself had to counter distrust of robots?" asked Bailey.
"Many times," said Liebig grimly.
"Is that why you and other roboticists are willing to distort the facts just a little in order to avoid suspicion as much as possible?"
"There is no distortion."
"For instance, aren't the three laws misquoted?"
"No!
I can demonstrate that they are, and unless you convince me otherwise, I will demonstrate it to the whole galaxy if I can."
"You're mad. Whatever argument you may think you have is fallacious, I assure you."
"Shall we discuss it?"
"If it does not take too long."
"Face to face, seeing?"
Liebig's thin face twisted.
"No!"
"Goodbye, Dr. Liebig. Others will listen to me."
"Wait! Great galaxy man, wait!"
"Seeing?"
The roboticist's hands wandered upward, hovered about his chin. Slowly a thumb crept into his mouth and remained there. He stared blankly at Bailey. Bailey thought, is he regressing to the pre-5-year-old stage so that it will be legitimate for him to see me?
"Seeing?"
he said. But Liebig shook his head slowly.
I can't,
he moaned, the words all but stifled by the blocking thumb.
"Do whatever you want."
Bailey stared at the other and watched him turn away and face the wall.